Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Harrison McIntosh, ceramic artist, on February 24, 1999, at Harrison McIntosh's home in Claremont, Padua Hills, Claremont, California. The interviewer is Mary McNaughton, director of the Ruth Chandler Williamson Gallery and associate professor of art at Scripps College. Harrison, as I said, will begin at the beginning. So could you please tell me the location of your birth and your birth date?
Well, I was born in Vallejo, California on September 11th, 1914.
And could you give me the names of your parents and spell them for me?
Let's see, my father's name was Harrison McIntosh, spelled H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, and McIntosh, M-C, capital I-N-T-O-S-H. And my mother's name was Jesusita Coronado, and McIntosh, of course. And her name was spelled J-E-S-U-S-I-T-A, Coronado, C-O-R-O-N-A-D-O.
Thank you. Could you recall what your house was like as a child in terms of visual images? Were there experiences you had as a child growing up that may have had an impact on your development as an artist? Were there images that you remember from childhood that struck you?
Let's see, that might depend on how far back you want to go, because in Vallejo, we lived there, I think, until I was about 7 years old. And, of course, I had a brother who was a year and a half younger than I am, and his name was Robert. And we went, there, as far as I know, there weren't any particular art influences there, except for the fact that my father was a musician. He played the piano, and well, when he was, he pretty much learned it on his own, I think, when he was born in Boston, and his other brothers and sisters were all born in Scotland. But he earned his first money by playing piano for the silent movies in Boston. Then when he brought his mother to Vallejo because she was in poor health, and he earned his living with his piano playing, and eventually formed a dance orchestra of his own. And so this was not, of course, classical music, but that did happen later. From there, we moved to Stockton, as I say, I think around, perhaps around 7 years old, because I remember going to kindergarten was a first and memorable experience, being away from home. And after that, when we moved to Stockton, we were then in the elementary school and through high school. Why we went to Stockton was my father was transferred. Oh, I should say the music was something he always had all his life, but when he had to babies arrive in the family, he felt he needed something more regular income, so he got a job with the Sperry Flower Company in their office, which later on is he was transferred to manage their Spall office in Stockton. So that's where we really grew up, in Stockton. And
were there
eventually
other children besides your brother and you in the family?
No, just the two of us. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember as a child liking visual images, being interested in drawing? And how old were you?
Yes, well, all this is what took place when we were in Stockton. Because from the time we were